More than 100,000 people are now confirmed dead in China and Myanmar from the twin disasters of the last few weeks. All those deaths, hundreds of thousands of people injured, millions forced out of their homes. The cyclone and earthquake have created major work for organizations that deliver emergency aid. United Nations Chief Ban Ki-moon is one leader who's frustrated with the rulers of Myanmar. He said today he'll visit the stricken nation this week to try to talk to those leaders into allowing more aid into the country. Nicholas de Torrente is trying to help. He's the director of Doctors Without Borders, an international group that's working in both China and Myanmar. I talked with him earlier this week.
Well, the situation in Myanmar is probably the one of most concern to us in terms of getting aid workers in the country and effectively deployed to the places where the victims need assistance the most. As you know, this is a devastating natural disaster that's really, you know, left so many people without the basic necessities of life, and they really require emergency aid. And this is where the constraints on the part of the Myanmar government have been very serious. First, in terms of getting supplies into the country, flying cargo planes, there was uncertainty about whether we could do that for a few days. And now, really, it's the impediment on international staff. We do have teams. We have Burmese teams that are out there. But we have great concerns about, you know, the conditions under which they are working. The Burmese army and the regime are very powerful, can put a lot of pressure on people. And that's one of our key concerns. That's why it's so important for us to get international staff members.
You say you have people on the ground there, Burmese teams. I should say that NPR refers to the country as Myanmar, though many organizations call it Burma. Now, I understand Doctors Without Borders has appealed directly to the Myanmar government.
Of course, as we do in every situation, we're in contact dialogue. We need the permission of whichever authority is in power to be able to work. We need an acceptance for our presence. So, of course, we've been talking directly to the government.
Perhaps a naive question, but do they tell you why they don't want international staff in these areas?
Well, I think that, you know, their position is that it's not required, that they can handle, and I mean that's the stated reason. I'm sure there are other reasons behind that that have to do a lot more with the political situation, obviously, and the fear of aid workers being agents of destabilization, the fact that they view much of the world as enemies and wanting to remove them from power. So I think it's the aid politics link, obviously, that is of concern to them.
Let's turn to China now. How different is the situation there?
The Chinese government has mobilized a lot of resources to respond to this and has been much more open to allow outside players. And the Chinese capacity to respond as a society and as a government is much higher than we're seeing in Burma.
And, of course, a cyclone is very different than an earthquake. Do you approach these disasters differently?
Well, the immediate needs are often different. In the case of Myanmar, the fact that the water supply was affected by the storm and the storm surge. I mean, there was a wave that came from the ocean that is comparable to the one that hit Louisiana during Katrina, about 12, 15 feet. So that, you know, brings salt water. That affects the water supply. It affects the crops. There are also specific issues that come up sometimes in an earthquake. There are special medical needs. Often people who are crushed in buildings have something called crush syndrome that overwhelms their kidneys, essentially, and they require specialized medical assistance there. And that, of course, we don't see that in the case of a cyclone or a hurricane.
Nicholas de Torrente is the director of the international aid organization Doctors Without Borders. Thanks very much, sir.
Thank you.